high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Casey, welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing all things about you as a recording professional artist.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what got you interested in working in music, and tell us a little bit more about what style and genre you lean towards.
Yeah, what got me interested in working in music, I was a bit surrounded by it. My mom plays piano, my aunt sings and led the worship team at the church I was a part of. My grandfather played the trumpet and wrote songs. Oh, cool. It's one of those things that I think some people with music have this, where you try and set it down and you try and leave it and be quote unquote normal, and it keeps like a boomerang. It keeps coming around and hitting you in the back of the head. And so just kind of being like, all right, I feel like I can finally take a hint. What if I just like stop trying to be practical and just starts trying to say yes to things? And
yeah,
that's kind of how I got into the music industry. I'm a singer-songwriter. I call myself pop soul, indie pop soul rock.
Okay.
I don't like to be put in one genre. The publisher that I recently signed with, TRO Essex, they described me as a genre-defying songwriter, and we never gave them those words. I really appreciated that. For me, genre is a tool to tell a story that I'm writing in a song, rather than a box to put yourself in an artist. But I think pop rock soul just covers a plethora of variety. So yeah, I go with that.
And yes. So growing up in and living in Oklahoma, what is the music scene like there, performance wise and just professionally?
So I've lived in Tulsa. It'll be 10 years this September. So I grew up in the Twin Cities area, and I think that's a great music scene. Obviously Prince came from it, but I don't have much history with it. I would say the music scene that I do identify with is the Tulsa music scene the most. And I think it's a great music scene to, it's such community oriented. People aren't like cruel or mean here. They're very welcoming, and they do give you a seat at the table. And they're just, there's no gatekeeping here either. So I really appreciate that. In the local music scene, there's just some great live venues to, you can get residencies here. Like, it's a great place for you to kind of cut your teeth on performing and learn from other songwriters. I think there's just some amazing songwriters here in this town. So it's definitely been a music scene that I can push myself. I've had to push myself because I see all these great performances and songwriters, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I got to step up my game, you know? So
for sure. It makes you like, I feel like it's kind of like analogous to being in the class, like be taking a class, and the class could be super easy and you could be the smartest, or like at times, like I felt like you could take the most challenging class and feel like you're dumb, but at the same time, you're not dumb and you're learning and evolving while everybody else is also evolving. So it's kind of competitive in that sense, but also you're just like learning and changing, and you become better, I feel, that way in a sense, than not being challenged.
Yes. I mean, yeah. And I don't think anybody here is trying to just play and be like, see, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Just, I think that, yeah, like you said, it's just, you know, just being around other people and in the community, you automatically grow and learn and become a better musician and performer, just being around the music that's here. Cause there is credible musicians here. It's stunning, the amount of talent in this town. I think Tulsa is the gem that most of America doesn't realize what's going on here. So
for sure. And what have been some like big highlights of like your releases or just even performance wise? I know you just recently were at South By and performing there, right? So are there any highlights towards that lens or just like even recording your work?
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to perform at South By. I've been official 3 times and unofficial 2 times. I've had the opportunity to perform at Sundance Film Festival in 2021 when it was had more virtual locations. So there was a movie theater here in town that got to be a hub. And so I got the opportunity to be a part of that. I've won an Independent Music Award for Best Love Song. I've been an official Folk Alliance Showcase artist last year, and I've been an NPR artist to watch in 2022. And a lot of that is just because of being here in Tulsa too. There's just, again, it's this really cool town where, like, again, very community oriented, but the connections that this town has, I'm just like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Recently with these new recordings, like, I've gotten to record with a guy named Ben Tanner out in Muscle Shoals. He was the producer and engineer for St. Paul and the Broken Bones, their debut album. And he also, when Alabama Shakes was touring, and he was the keyboard player for them, an organist. And so got to work with him because I knew I wanted more of that sound for some of these new recordings. And so that was really cool opportunity. And yeah, so the latest single I just released on March 5th is definitely in that part of that group. And then I have a new single coming out on April 30th that references that soul funk groove, which was really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I feel like you mentioned, like, you got that publishing deal with TRO Essex. That's great.
Yes.
And being able to hear from them that your song and songwriting process is very eclectic. And would you say that kind of defines what your style is, who you are as a rising professional artist?
Yeah, and it's a pro and a con, because the con is that, like, you really kind of need to focus down on one genre, I feel like, when you're just starting out, to hone in and be known for something. And I'm not doing that. So I have there's part of me like, am I shooting myself in the foot with this? At the same time though, like, you're also supposed to follow your gut as an artist and just do what you like and be proud of it and release what you're happy with, because even if nobody likes it, at least you're proud of it and like it. And so that's what I'm doing. So far people seem to be liking it. I've worked with a publicist for a few years now, and she's always been able to get me some, you know, decent write-ups and blogs and stuff. So some people are liking it, you know.
I feel like it's good to tap into those, like, different markets, because one, you get to kind of explore who you are as a person, and you get to reach new fans and connect with them. But also it's kind of the best of both worlds, because you can also connect with other artists for collaborations and that lens too.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. It's networking side, you know, on top of, cause I mean, as you know, this industry is, I think, 70-80% networking.
Yeah.
I would put it that high. So, I mean, and it's good to work outside of, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to work with Ben Tanner was working outside of the circle that here, you know, the circle that I had, and expand that circle. And because the more you meet people who have done things in music very differently, and the more information you get. I mean, I think one of the big hindrances for people working in the music industry is how much information is unknown. A lot of times you're trying to Google things, you're trying to watch YouTube, and there are helpful people who are trying to help get information out, but there's still so many ways of making it in this industry that,
yeah,
you know, you can't, it doesn't fit in one book. And it's more about just reaching out, connecting with other people. What do they know? What does this person know? What does this person use over here? How did this person get this thing? Or, you know, what was the way that this person got discovered? It's all different. And there's no, like, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's like, that's the fun of this industry, because you just never know. And also the angst of this industry, because you just never know.
Yeah.
And you know, my biggest thing, like, looking back on what I wish I would have done differently, is not network. I didn't network as well as I should have early on. I'm rectifying that now, but I think for anybody starting out, like, just go and meet people. That's the best advice, I would say.
No, that's a great tip. That was kind of my segue question, honestly, was, like, recommendations or, like, lessons, or tokens that you learned along the way. So it seems like networking is one of the biggest prios, but are there any supplemental ones that you would recommend from your songwriting process, from performing at venues in Tulsa, or just going to South By, or any other big monumental experiences in your career that you've kind of treasured or?
Yeah, I think, I mean, networking is definitely a big one. I think the thing that I got advice early on, and it takes, biting your tongue and your ego, is play all the gigs you can, even if it's just to one or two people. And I hope you can hear the cat, if that's what that was. Even if it's just like one or two people, like you have to just put in the work to get the performance down and get your style of performing down. Perform any chance you get and work on your performance so that, because you need to figure out the angle of what who you are as a performer on stage as well. Whether that be very confessional and intimate, or do you have a certain way that you move on stage? What works? What seems to connect with audiences? What songs connect with audiences? I love testing new songs out, in like a smaller, intimate setting and just seeing if people respond or not. I think sometimes that's a really great indicator. So networking, perform live whenever you can, even if it's, especially when you're starting out, even if it's for just tips. But there does come a point, I think, where you need to stop as accepting tips, because it doesn't, people accept the lower small amounts and it hinders the rest of us because we're trying to up what our value as a live performer should be.
For
I would
sure.
say maybe like the first 2 years, sure, you can accept tips. Or maybe even just the first year, but after that, like start asking for what you can bring as a musical act and what
I
you bring
agree.
from that venue. If we all start accepting what we're worth, we can all benefit from that.
Yeah, it's a win-win for especially in showcases and performances. It benefits not only yourself, but also the acts
Yes.
before and after you, definitely
Oh.
for sure.
Sorry, I do remember the third thing. One of the things that got me early on success was I randomly submitted for Independent Music Award, just thinking like I didn't know if it was even legit at the time. And I was just like, well, why not? And I got nominated, and then I did win Best Love Song. That put me into a category in my local scene that got me onto the Tulsa official showcase set at South By. And so I would say if you have, the few extra dollars to submit to like some songwriting, if you are a songwriter and you have to submit to these songwriting competitions,
Sure.
it does help give you a leg up and into circles and communities that normally if you just show up, without any quote unquote credentials, it helps you get a little further. And I know I had a friend named Chris Matthews who did the same thing. She had a songwriting competition just for fun. She didn't think she'd actually win. And then she won, and that helped gave her a leg up in her career, helped give her a good boost. So if you can afford it, I would suggest submitting your best songwriting songs for different songs. Some are performance songs, and then some are like, these are really about the lyrics. Like those songs. Submit those songs.
About the lyrics, yeah. No, that's a really good piece of advice to take. Like, yeah, submit your work, take that risk, take that drive and initiative, and put it to action. Because you never know where it can lead you. You won that award, which that's amazing. And it sets you apart from a lot of others because it's so, like you said, it's just such a competitive market with
Yes.
artists. There's always going to be artists, but having that under your belt, it gives you like another foot in the door.
Yes. And you never know who you're going to meet and who that person knows. I mean, and again, that's goes back to the networking, like be friendly, always be kind. Never act too big for your name, because you just do not know who you're going to meet in this industry. And I think you should just be kind in general, right? Like we should just be kind as human beings to other human beings. But
I
like
agree.
I don't think people who have those egos last long sometimes.
Yeah, that's definitely true. No, that's probably a golden piece of advice to be kind, respectful, nice, and also be curious about learning about new people's
Ooh, that's a good one.
experiences because you never know.
Yes, you never know. You really don't. It's a wild journey it's on, and it's fun. And it's also, I joked with somebody, I'm like, I'm fully self-employed now, And he was like, "Welcome to the terror." I was like, "Oh, is that what this is called?" That's
Really?
good to know. Yeah, he was joking just because, you know, it's an industry where if you don't have a steady day job and you're just kind of doing it freelance, I mean, I think you can have moments where you're like, "Yeah, I'm getting jobs. This is great." And then you have seasons where you're like, "What am I going to do next?"
I think that's the fun part about it, though. That's what makes it challenging and rewarding.
I think it depends on the personality type.
Maybe the personality. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. So I think it also makes a difference. This person I was talking to, I mean, he has a kid. So that can also change
Yeah.
your feelings about the it, family. Too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I guess when you're young.
It's a little different. It's a
little different story, different ball. Yeah.
We also just go sarcastically back and forth. So that's probably a little more framework for that conversation.
Reflecting on all these experiences, these tokens that you're sharing of wisdom, do you have any, I guess, personal or professional goals coming up in the works? I know you have a single coming out next week on the 30th, but anything upcoming, like on a deeper personal level or professional level?
Yeah, I'm really... My goal is to tour more this year across the country and maybe even, you know, fingers crossed into Europe. I think my goal with this EP, I wanted to, again, go outside of my comfort zone. I recorded with people I'd never met before in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Really great experience. Highly recommend it. And I think it was just the goal with releasing this EP is I just hope it gets me to the next level, you know, in a career. And I think also just saying yes to things in life, just trying to be more open and not closed-minded to just keep saying yes more in life is kind of my goal.
Now that's a really good goal to keep in mind. Like I said before, it's just like keeping that open mind, that open spirit. Because you never know where the path, it's not linear. It's definitely a zigzag type structure. So you never know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and I think, you know, I was asked a question about like song, I did an interview at South By about songwriters. And I was like, you know, you always have to hustle. I that's still just a part of this. You have to kick down doors. They don't always open for you in a kind way, of course. But like ask the questions and put yourself out there. And make the door open for you rather than just waiting for someone to open the door for you. I think maybe that's the better way to say it. But also, I think there's some element of what is meant for you will come to you. And you still have to put yourself out there. But like, so let's say you say yes to this thing and you thought it was going to lead you down this one path, but it actually veers off over to the side. And you're like, this wasn't where I was expecting to be. But I think on some level, the path that is laid out for you is where you're supposed to be anyways, even if you didn't expect it to be that way.
Definitely the surprises, I feel, are the most exciting parts at times.
Yeah, it's exciting. And yeah, it's, you have lots of questions along the way and that's okay. And that's normal. But yeah, it is exciting to see where it leads you.
Any exciting things in the works? I know you want to, one of your goals is to do more gigs and tour, and I know you got a single coming out. You got a lot in the works, but anything else?
Yeah. I have a goal of getting one of my songs placed on a TV film or movie this year. That would be awesome. That's something I still haven't checked off. And I've been that my songs lend itself to that. So I'm hoping like it's not just people telling me that. It's a reality one day. That would be really cool.
Big deal. Nice.
Yeah. You know, I think my goal is just to keep growing my audience, but also just finding the people that connect with my music. Because it can be a little, like, you feel a little down about the people close to you may not always resonate with your music.
Sure.
It's more just a matter of, okay, so just because they don't resonate doesn't mean somebody else won't resonate and find it and connect with it in a way. And so I'm just excited about getting out more and finding those people.
No, that's a great way to wrap up our episode. Yeah, thank you. Great to hear more about all things about you and your upcoming goals with the sync. Looking forward to hearing, especially your upcoming single next week and all things more coming in the works this year.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the song's called White and Gold. So If you follow me on Instagram, you can pre-save it today.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself, or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.